Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NCC Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to 1Q FY26 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. We have from the management today Shri R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, Shri Sanjay Pusarla, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Shri Neeraj Sharma, Head, Strategy and Investor Relations. Now I hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, and then we can have the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Vaibhav. Good morning, everyone. This is Neeraj. At the very outset, I thank each of you for taking time to attend this interactive meeting. I have with me my colleagues, Mr. R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, and Mr. Sanjay Pusarla, CFO. Yesterday, we have declared our unaudited financial results for the first quarter of the financial year FY26. Hope you had an opportunity to download and study the results and investors' presentation uploaded on our website and shared with the stock exchanges. Before I begin this interactive meeting, I will read a brief disclaimer. You may read the detailed disclaimer in our investors' presentation. The presentation may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning NCC's future business prospects and business profitability, which are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties, and the actual results could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. This interaction is broadly divided into three parts. In the first part, I will briefly talk about the business environment and the prospects for our company. In the second part, CFO will give a brief about the financial performance of the company for the first quarter of the financial year. In the third part, we will attempt to answer all your questions and clarifications. As you are aware, we are sitting at a strong order book of rupees 70,087 crore, and in the first quarter of FY26, we have booked orders worth rupees 3,658 crore. If we take into account all the projects back till today, this value is rupees 6,719 crore, which is about 31% of the lower band of the guidance shared with the street. In the first quarter of FY26, the company has reported a turnover of rupees 4,430 crore as against 4,747 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The EBITDA margin is 9% on a standalone basis, which is in line with our guidance for the current financial year. For FY26, we are seeing a healthy prospective pipeline of projects of about rupees 2.5 lakh crore. In our buildings and transportation division, we continue to see good traction and healthy pipeline of projects. We have an order book of rupees 23,577 crore, which is about 34% of our total order book in buildings, and rupees 17,957 crore, which is about 26% of our total order book in the transportation division. In our electrical T&D division, the order book is rupees 15,737 crore as of end of June, which is about 22% of our order book. The order book in the irrigation division is rupees 3,863 crore as of end June, which is 6% of our order book. Our water division has an order book of rupees 4,215 crore, which is about 6% of our total order book. The order book of the mining division is rupees 4,733 crore as of end of June, which is 7% of our order book. Now I will hand over to CFO with a request to cover the detailed financial performance of the company.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sanjay Pusarla, CFO of NCC Limited. I am pleased to announce the financial results of Q1 of FY26 of NCC Limited. My announcement will cover order book, revenue, profitability, debt movement, and some of the important balance sheet items in the same order. So coming to the order book, our order book, you know that it stands at 71,568 crores at the beginning of the year. And we secured orders of 3,658 crores in the first quarter. After eliminating the execution, we are standing at an order book of 70,087 crores as at the end of June. Coming to the revenue, first I will cover on the standalone. Turnover reported in Q1 FY26 is 4,430 crores against the turnover of 4,747 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, which is almost like 7% lower than what we reported in the same quarter of the last year. At consolidated, the turnover reported is 5,208 crores as against turnover of 5,558 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, which is about 6% lower. Coming to profitability, at standalone level, we achieved EBITDA of 9.02% for Q1 as against 9.33% of the corresponding quarter of the previous year, which is in line with the indications given to the market. PBT is 5.44% and PAT is at 4.29% in the current quarter, that is ending June 26, as against PBT of 5.63% and PAT of 4.3% of the corresponding quarter of the last year. At consolidated level, we achieved an EBITDA of 8.81% and PBT of 5.15% and PAT of 3.69% in the current quarter, as against EBITDA of 8.65%, PBT of 5.39% and PAT of 3.78% reported in the last year. Coming to the debt movement, the debt at the beginning of the year stands at 1,484 crores and net debt after cash and cash equivalent is 695 crores. At the end of Q1 26, it is standing at 1,852 crores and net debt of 1,497 crores. And at the end of FY25, that is the corresponding period of the last year, the same is at 1,820 crores and net debt is 1,680 crores. There is an increase in debt by 368 crores compared to March. The debt equity ratio stands at 0.21 at the end of quarter 1 of FY26 as against 0.26 at the end of quarter 1 of FY25. The same is at 0.20 at the end of March 25. Coming to the working capital. So working capital, I will be covering excluding cash and marginal money deposits. So at the end of Q1 FY26, it stands at 5,314 crores, which is 30% of the turnover. And in terms of number of days, it is 102 days. So coming to the debtors, receivables position. Debtors outstanding at the end of Q1 has increased from 3,098 crores to 3,296 crores. And the number of days has also increased from 65 to 77 days in the current quarter. And 85 days, it was 85 days for the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Coming to the unbilled revenue. Unbilled revenue stands at 6,442 crores, which is 37% of the revenue, as against 5,937 crores, which is 31% at Q4, that is March 25. Retention money stands at 2008 crores, which is 11% for Q1, as against 1870 crores, which is 10% at Q4, that is the end of March 25. Coming to the mobilization advances. Mobilization advances stands at 2944 crores as at the end of June 25, as against 2098 crores as of March 25. Increased by 846 crores. Of these mobilization advances, interest-bearing advances are 62% and average interest comes to around 9.24%. Interest-bearing advances decreased from 79% to 62% during this quarter. Coming to the cash and cash equivalents. Cash and cash equivalents are 355 crores as at the end of June 2025 against 789 crores at the end of March 25. Same is the case with margin money deposits, 671 crores as at the end of June 25 and 639 crores at March 25. Coming to the capex, we have budgeted a capex of 750 crores for the regular projects, against which we have spent 92 crores in the quarter 1 of FY26. So, investor related ratios. ROCE stands at 12.62 as against 14.61 at the end of March 25. Return on net worth against PBT is 13.14% as against 14.23. EPC stands at 3.03 as at the end of quarter 1 of FY26 as against 3.2 in Q1 of FY25. With this, I conclude the presentation on the financial numbers. Thank you all.
Mr. Vaibhav? We can take questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please proceed.
Thank you, sir. Sir, first on the guidance front, so this quarter 7.1% revenue degrowth, and we were looking at 10% growth for FY26. So for balance three quarters, the ask rate is 15.5% odd. So what's the revised guidance, and in terms of margin also, will it be a kind of a lower end of 9% or still we can have a 9.25%?
Yeah, coming to the guidance, so I think you are aware that whatever orders we have received at the end of March, major orders, okay? And in generally what happens when the new orders are received, you need to mobilize the site, you need to have the work front availability, the designs and drawing stage, clearances, everything will be there. They are all in place now. Probably by end of September or September onwards, the new works will also start producing the results now. They will have their revenue. We expect to maintain the guidance in the coming quarters. Probably in the quarter 3 and quarter 4, you will be looking at numbers, achieving these numbers.
Okay, great. And margin, so will it be a 9% or 9.25% is also possible?
9% is definitely we are expecting that we will be reaching that 9%, we will be maintaining, sustaining that level. And there is a possibility once the growth is there in the revenue, there is a possibility of adding some more basis points.
Okay. And just a clarification, though in terms of order inflow, we have 25,000 crore, and till now we have received 6,719 crore. So the L1 status, if you can help us, currently, how much value of projects are L1? And including this L1, are we looking at total 22,000-25,000 crore kind of order inflow for this year?
Yeah. Vaibhav, the L1 value would be, you know, between 5,000 crore-6,000 crore. And as we speak, we reiterate that, you know, we are quite convinced that we should be able to achieve the guidance that we have shared with the street. And the number that you quoted, 6,700, you know, odd number, which is already about 30% of the lower band of the guidance that we have shared with the street. So we are reasonably confident of, you know, achieving that target.
Okay, got it. And lastly, in terms of the finance cost, last time we said it would be a 3%-4%, can be a higher, so that our number is likely to remain the same?
It's likely to remain same, and probably we are also having discussions with the bankers and also exploring some alternative means of finance also, alternative products. It may be a little bit of lower side when compared to the previous year. Yeah.
Lastly, sir, two, three data points on balance sheet, on trade payable, inventory, loans, and so total investment in subsidiaries and associate, and also if you can break it up in loans and investment.
One second. Investments is 1,052 crores. Inventories is 1,476 crores. These two numbers.
One.
And coming to.
1,400.
400.
Sorry, inventory. Okay, 472. Okay, 1,472. Yeah. Trade payables, sir?
Trade payables is 6,062 crores.
6,062?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Hey, good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. On the.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Mohit. I would request you to please come closer to the device.
Is it better now?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, yeah. Good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. So my questions are related on execution. The first question is smart meter. We believe the smart meter has picked up in general in Maharashtra and UP. For us, are you seeing the pickup in execution, and has the execution normalized now?
Yes. In the case of smart meters for both Maharashtra projects, we have got the go live, and the pace is picked up and is expected to be doing well in the quarter two and quarter three.
Mr. Mohit, we have made a reasonably good progress on the installation of these smart meters. We have already, you know, installed close to three orders, close to, you know, 15 lakh meters.
My second question is on the Ken-Betwa River interlinking project. How is the execution going right now? Are you seeing more order inflow, more inquiry from the government side for the balance of the year?
Mr. Mohit, firstly, this Ken-Betwa project, this project is required to be executed in 6 years' time. So, you know, for a project like this, there are a lot of, you know, processes involved, design, permissions in place, you know. So the project is currently at this stage, but we are hopeful that, you know, more projects should come for bidding for interlinking of rivers, but we have to wait and watch.
Are you seeing more tenders, or at this point of time, it is more status quo as of now?
We expect to see. We expect to see, because, you know, if we were to go by the different media reports, you know, there are different interlinking of river projects are being talked about in a few states. So we have to just, you know, wait and watch how these, you know, developments finally pan out.
Yes, sir. My last question, sir, on the order book. Are the slow moving order books which has inched up compared to, let's say, last fiscal?
We cannot. I mean, most of the projects that we have currently in our order book, Mr. Mohit, are, you know, moving at a good pace. And whenever we take a view that, you know, these projects are not moving, they are not expected to make progress, generally we try to remove those projects from our order book. This is an exercise that we have done in the past. So as we speak, I mean, we have taken a view that, you know, these projects should make reasonably good progress in quarters to come.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. My first question is, out of the total order book of 70,000 crores, what quantum of the order book the work has not started until now?
It was almost like whatever projects we have got in the month of March. All those projects are in the initial phase of designing and getting clearances and also having the work available, for a work print availability. So those are the projects which are taking up now. And there are no projects which have been stalled in order book.
So if you can quantify, I mean, what?
So Parikshit, I would like to, you know, answer that a little different. In the FY25, we have bagged projects, you know, about close to 33,000 crore. The projects that we have bagged in the month of March, they are expected to take some, you know, a few more months to really, you know, get started. So whenever we bag a project, there are a lot of, you know, there is a process involved, you know, the taking over the site, mobilization, completing the documentation, having all the ROWs in place. So it will take some time, you know, for the projects that we have recently bagged. Otherwise, all the projects that we have in our book are making good progress.
So what will be the order inflow in March, sir?
It would be about little less than 20,000 crore.
So 20,000 crores was bagged in March. So that is where the work will start by second half of this financial year.
Right, you are right.
Depending on the site, depending on the, I mean, different sites will have different conditions. But by and large, we could say that.
Okay, got it. Second question is on the JJM. So what's the progress on JJM and what are the debtors currently outstanding and revenue for Q1 and order book?
So as far as the JJM are concerned, the total order book is about 16,000 crores. Out of that, we have already executed about 12,000 crores. 4,000 crores is the balance order book that need to be executed. And this year also, we are expecting to execute major portion of that. And coming to the receivables, it was somewhere around how much? 250. One second, I'll just give you the receivables number.
Okay. And just another question on this. Versova NCT Urban has won a redevelopment project of 0.4 million square feet. So this is under the listed entity, right? And if yes, then what is the plan for real estate now beyond the current land parcels? How are you looking at this business?
Could you please repeat your question?
Sir, in NCC Urban has won a redevelopment mandate for a 0.4 million square feet in Versova in Mumbai. So I just wanted to check, is this the part of the listed entity? And if yes, then what are the plans for the real estate development in the listed entity beyond the current land banks?
For our real estate business, we have a subsidiary company called NCC Urban.
Yeah.
And this company has backed that project, the project that you are talking about.
Right. Yeah, that I understand, sir. But I was asking, are we looking at more projects like this for development within NCC? So that was my question. So how are you looking at the real estate development now from here on?
It was not at the NCC level. It was at the urban level only. And they are looking for these kind of projects also in the near future.
This will be part of the listed entity, right?
This is a subsidiary company of the listed entity. The parent company listed entity is NCC Limited. Our subsidiary company's name is NCC Urban. That company is not listed. It's an unlisted entity, but it's a subsidiary company of the parent company, listed company NCC Limited.
Okay, that I understand, sir. But I'm saying the revenues and the profit will accrue to the listed entity NCC, the parent holdco company, right?
In the console, it will come.
Yeah, yeah. So as a business, so I was asking as a strategy, how is the parent now, if the business is done under subsidiary, the capital requirement and everything, as we have been supporting our entities in the past. So I wanted to know, how are you looking at this business and outside our existing land parcels, how are you looking at the real estate opportunity from mid to long term? So what is our strategy there? Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. If you could repeat your question, Mr. Parikshit. You are asking about the long term, you know. This unlisted subsidiary company of NCC. They are always in lookout for, you know, all kinds of opportunities, including redevelopment projects. As and when they are able to identify a good project, you know, they will evaluate and then decide, you know, the next course of action.
Okay. Sure, sir. And just last, that JJM, the receivables.
If it was around 300 crores is the receivables. 286 precisely. Yeah.
Okay.
But just come down to WSM. SWSM projects, yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
All right, it's more.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishi Jain from SNJ Investments. Please proceed.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to know regarding your projects in MMR region. So if I'm not wrong, some two BMC projects company is executing with in JV with Jay Kumar.
Yeah. You're talking about GMLR project, Mr. Jain?
Yeah, one is GMLR and I guess another one is Warsaw, the Isar Coastal Road also, right?
SPDCR, right.
That's right.
So have we received this, the clearances, and is the on-ground work started in this?
So as far as the GMLR tunnel project is concerned, we have received all the clearances. Only we are just waiting for the tree cutting permissions. Which is expected very shortly. Once it comes, then the project progress will also happen. And whatever equipment that is required for this project is also reaching India, which is actually an imported equipment which is coming from outside. It is reaching now. And as far as VDCR is concerned, we are just waiting for some clearances to come. Once that comes, that project also will take off. And as far as GMLR is concerned, we already started all the approach roads and everything. And also the casting yard also for the purpose of tunnel lining.
Okay, in this follow-up, so for this Warsaw Daisar project, so is there will be a requirement of casting yard, and if yes, is it finalized?
No, it is not for Warsaw Daisar Coastal Road, it is for the tunnel project, GMLR tunnel project.
So for the Warsaw Daisar, you won't require any casting yard, is it like that?
No, there we don't require anything.
Okay, and second thing is on the Virar Alibag MSRDC project. I think now they are going to do it on BOT model. So company will be participating in this BOT model tenders?
Which project you were mentioning about?
Virar Alibag multi-model, which they have cancelled, and now they will issue in BOT model, I think so.
We will evaluate. We'll evaluate, but our focus always is on, you know, EPC kind of, you know, projects. But whenever, you know, these projects comes up for bidding, we will evaluate and then decide. It is really premature to really, you know, commit whether we will participate or not. It would depend on the project, the various terms and conditions, and, you know, our decision would depend on that.
Okay. The only idea was, does the company participate in the BOT model that it was?
Generally, I think I have already answered that question. Generally, our focus currently is on the EPC kind of, you know, projects.
Okay, that will be all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prithvi Raj from Unifi Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. I just have a couple of questions on balance sheet. We saw increase in the working capital and debt numbers on a sequential basis. Could you please explain this, you know, are we facing any delays with respect to payments or has the situation improved? Could you throw some color on this?
Generally, the debt position at the end of the first quarter will be little higher when compared to your March. Okay. So the reason being, you know, in the end of the year, as we more concentrate on the government projects, the government projects generally they tend to release all the payments because of the expiry of their budgets and other things. So you have your debt position will be low at the end of year end. At the end of the first quarter, the debt position, I think, were comparatively better than what we were there in the last year.
Understood.
And we are not expecting delay in the receivables, except for a few projects where the central funds are expected to be released sooner.
Okay. And on the Maharashtra, I think, you know, last year you had a certain delay with respect to execution. Has the things improved, you know, after the elections? Now, is Maharashtra execution and payments seems to be normal?
Yes, definitely. Because after the elections, we even started getting all the clearances. We got the go-live for all the smart meter projects. And we started executing the project and the payments are also flowing in now.
How should we look at the debt number by the end of the year? Do you have any number saying, you know, by March 26, you would like to reach certain level?
Mr. Prithvi Raj, we do not really give any guidance for the debt number. I think we have shared three set of guidance numbers for the current financial year FY26, which you already know. So we really don't share any specific number for the debt.
So one final question on the execution front. I mean, in addition to high base last year, has there been anything else that impacted the execution specifically in this quarter, early monsoon, something of that sort?
So this quarter, the execution impact is not on that account. Actually, the execution impacted in a certain category of projects like SWSM projects. As you know that there were delays in the release of payment from these government. So that is the reason there was a dip in the turnover. Otherwise, there is no other impact. And we expect these things will also set in right in the quarter two and expect that we'll be meeting the market expectations as the guidance given by us.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please proceed.
Sir, how much have you invested in the smart meter projects as equity?
As of now, it is 70 crores.
And what will be the total investment and the time period?
It is like 430 crores is the total equity that is required over a period of 1.5 years. And this year, it is expected that we may have to invest another 150 to 200 crores.
Incrementally?
Yes.
Okay, and any thoughts on bringing some partner? You are earlier looking for a partner to share the equity burden. So, any thoughts on that?
Still, we have not shelved that proposal. We are still active on that. And we are also looking for someone who will come to us at our terms. If someone is coming up, then definitely we will look for that opportunity.
But otherwise, we are open to put the entire equity.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. So secondly, on the Vizag deal, so there was an outstanding loan of 375 crores. So what is the our plan to recover that and how much have we recovered in this year so far?
This year we have not recovered anything. There was launching of the project happened by them in the current year, and there was little restructuring done. Starting September 25, they will start releasing the funds. This year they have not released anything so far, but end of September they will start releasing as per the agreed schedule.
So you are earlier targeting 120 crores in 26, so we maintain the target?
Yes, that was the agreed target with them.
Okay. So secondly, on the AP side, so what will be the outstanding receivables?
And AP Capital City, the outstanding is 104 crores as of now. And we started getting some money from there. And we are expecting this money also to get realized by end of second quarter.
And so in the running projects?
Running projects, it is good, absolutely no problem. Even the new projects which have been awarded to us in the last quarter, they have already started mobilizing, and we have already started working on those projects, and initial bills were also raised in some of the projects because all the projects were not taken off immediately. Some projects have taken off and we started billing them and we are getting the money.
And what will be the amounts, sir, outstanding from the running projects?
New projects, as of now, there is no outstanding. Whatever bills that have been there, those have been paid off.
Okay. And sir, lastly, what would be the share of AP in the console order book?
Around 13-14%.
Yes.
It will be around 13-14%.
Okay. And sir, lastly, what would be the CAPEX for FY26?
FY26, 750 crores we have put the CAPEX for the normal projects. Out of that, 92 crores we have already procured in quarter one.
Okay, so one clarification. You mentioned that the JJM receivables is around 286 crores. So, as of March, it was around 1500 crores, right?
No, that is including all your unbilled revenue also. And other JJM projects also, in addition to SWSM.
Okay, so the number corresponding to March 1500 crores would be what number right now?
1700. It will be 1700.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Poddar, you are audible.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just wanted to understand this first quarter, our net debt was around 1,500 crores, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the target for FY26 end? I mean, in the past we had some target of debt reduction. So now the debt has increased. So what sort of target we can have for FY26 end debt levels? At the gross level maybe?
Mr. Poddar, we don't really share any target for the debt, really.
Uh-huh. We expect that we may end up at around 1400 to 1500 crores.
1400 to 1500 crores. Okay. Similar to what we had at the end of FY25.
Yes.
And so, and interest costs also. I mean, do you expect the interest cost on a YOY basis because debt levels have increased right now to kind of remain flattish, or we can see some increase?
No, it was similarly like last year only. There will not be any significant change in that.
Okay. And if I have to see, I mean, last 4-5 quarters, consistently we have seen a degrowth on a YOY basis in terms of our quarterly revenue. So, and we do have a very healthy, strong order book. So just wanted to understand where we are finding it difficult to grow our business. I mean, is it the execution part? So some understanding on that would be very helpful, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, it is like this. If you see the year 24-25 or 23-24, the growth rate was very high. If you see that, it was around 35% is the growth rate. Okay. And coming to 25 here, we have given a guidance of 15% at that point of time, and midterm we revised it to 10%. Okay? So the actual growth that happened is around 5%. Okay? And with the projects which have come in the last year, okay, those have come in the latter part of the year. Because in the beginning of the year, because of the political, these elections and other things, there was no order book that was building up in the beginning of the year. The order book was built only at the end of the year. That is the reason you have if you compare with the previous year, there is a reduction in quarter on quarter. But these orders which have come in the month of February and March of this current year, they will result in producing your revenues maybe from the quarter two ending or quarter three of the current year.
Okay. I understood. So in the second quarter also we
expect...
Sorry
to interrupt, Mr. Deepak. I would request you to join back the queue as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much. We take the next question from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please proceed.
Hi sir, thank you for giving the opportunity. So when I was looking into the execution part, so I see the execution is being, you know, lagged from the transportation business and from the electricals business. So sir, what is the reason for that? Why is the slow execution? So like the conversion is around, you know, 4 to 5% of the opening order book of this quarter.
See, Mr. Modi, about this T&D, I think we are on record. We have already shared in the previous con calls that execution got little impacted in the state of Maharashtra for rolling out these smart meter projects. So whenever a delay of, you know, this kind takes place, naturally it will have some, you know, some implication on you know, the project progress. But we are quite hopeful. As we have shared in this call earlier, we have the go live and we are making reasonably good progress, you know, for these electrical T&D.
Okay. And sir, second question, you know, can we expect, you know, good amount of, you know, execution from our, you know, BSNL order, you know, which we won, you know, in the first quarter of the last financial year? And can we also expect a good amount of execution for GMLR projects, you know? So can we expect execution to ramp up because of these two major orders?
So as far as the BSNL is concerned, now that groundwork is happening, that design clearances, approvals are in place, probably from Q3 onwards, we'll start billing and executing. And by end of the year, maybe Q4, it will pick up. As far as the GMLR is concerned, the preparations are happening for launching these TBMs. That is a very complex job. Once the TBMs are launched, then only the increase in the revenue is expected. Till such time, you will have approach roads, you will have box tunnels, cut and cover tunnels, all these things they will be doing it. So you will not expect higher revenue in respect of GMLR now until the TBM starts working.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. And last question, sir. How do you see the impact of monsoon till date, you know? How have you seen the execution impact?
Generally, the execution in Q2, because of the monsoon, we also even expect to do moderately. So that is going to be there.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in terms of order book, can you give some color, like in terms of state-wise, top 5-6 states and also central state, how the fit is for us?
Mr. Periwal, you know, these projects will have a very good, you know, mix from all the leading states, you know. So all the large states, you know, that are rolling out these infrastructure projects, we have a very good, you know, mix from all these states.
Okay, okay, okay. And maybe in central state private, will that be handy, sir, with you?
Yeah, out of the order book, you have a composition of like 20% is from the central government, about 15% from the state government, and other entities like PSU, state government entities, ADB, AIB, banks and all, that's about 60-65%.
Okay, so private is clubbed in that last part, is it?
Yeah, private is not very substantial, it is somewhere around 5%.
Okay, and maybe one last thing. So order inflow, you mentioned number of 6,000 plus. So that is till July, 6,700.
Yeah, yeah, that's an L1 number, Mr. Periwal. Yeah.
No,
you're
not
talking
about
the order inflows, right? Till July. This is 6,719 crore.
Okay, okay.
6,719 crore.
Got it. Thanks for the clarification, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, are we seeing any slowdown in the state government payments from any state?
Right now, not. We are expecting the payments to come. As usual, as we discussed earlier also, the payments from Telangana government was a little slower. But otherwise, rest of the places, we are not facing any serious issues.
Okay. And so just one data-related question. If you see our cash and cash equivalents, last quarter end was about 1,300 crores. So can you just give a like-to-like number for this quarter as well?
Yeah. So it is cash and cash equivalents, including the MM deposits, marginal money deposits. As at the end of March, we'll give.
This one is
cash and cash equivalents. You want only pure cash and cash equivalents, you want including margin money deposits. If it is including margin money deposits, as at the end of June 25, it is 826 crores. And as at the end of March, it is somewhere around 1,400 crores.
Okay. And so this last one, how much investment are we anticipating in the smart meter project?
So the total investment required is 430 crores. We have answered this question earlier. About 150 crores we need to invest more in the current year, expecting to invest more in the current year.
Okay. Sure. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lokesh Kashikal from Smith's Institutional Equities. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. So, good afternoon. Most of the questions have been answered. Just a question from my side. What is the labor situation for us, considering that we are sitting on one of the highest order book position, and also there has been been the impact in Q1 as well, considering that there has been a marriage season and festivals also there? So that's the question from my side.
Marriage season, festival season, it is always factored. Okay, it is there every year. So that is always factored. But as far as the labor is concerned, as you said, it is very, very important for our industry. And as you know that everywhere the infrastructure boom is there and a lot of scarcity is there, but still we are managing and trying to retain the people.
But do you see that our order position of around 70,000 crores, we have enough labors to ramp up the execution pace for it?
we do not see any problem in terms of availability of the labor for executing these projects.
See, the fact of the matter is, you know, the situation keeps changing from, you know, city to city, place to place. There would be places in which it is not as challenging as, you know, in some city. But we are able to manage, you know, there are various things that we are trying to do on the ground to make sure that, you know, people are comfortable, labor force is able to, you know, come do their job, to take care of, you know, their requirements. So we are trying to do all these things, you know, on the ground so that we are able to execute the orders that we already have in our hand.
Okay. That's the question from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jainav Jain from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, we have been hearing from the peers that there has been a labor shortage issue in the construction space, especially within the building segment. Whereas we faced a 13% decline in labor expenses. Can you throw some light on that part?
I think we have already answered that question. This is a reality. This is a reality. But just saying that this is a challenge doesn't improve the situation, you know. So as I have already, you know, shared in trying to answer a question previous to your question, the situation is not uniform, you know. In some places, this would be more challenging than the other places. But we are a company that has been this business for, you know, more than 47 years. So we have what it takes to make sure that, you know, the labor force is available for the sites. But you are absolutely right when you make this observation that this is a systemic issue and this is a challenge.
And sir, the way we have bagged good orders from AP Capital Project, are we eyeing any similar good opportunity which we expect to be tender out in this system?
You're not audible. Could you speak a bit louder, please?
Hello, am I audible right now?
Yeah.
Sir, the way we have bagged good orders from AP Capital Project, are we eyeing any similar similar good opportunity which we expect to be tender out in this fiscal?
That is very difficult to say. Now, what do you mean by similar projects like Capital City?
I mean projects with similar sizes, size of projects.
It depends. As and when, if the real big projects come, we are always in lookout for interesting projects. But that's a new Capital City that is getting constructed in Amravati. So, you know, but whenever similar projects come up for other places, we will definitely, you know, evaluate and then decide the next course of action.
Okay, sir. And sir, have you started the execution of AP Capital projects which we have received in last year's call? And when do we expect to...
Your voice is not very clear, you know. At times you are audible, at times you are not.
Hello. I'm audible right now?
Yeah.
Sir, have you started the execution of AP Capital Project, which we had received in FY25?
I answered that question earlier, that, you know, the projects that we have backed for the Capital City, it has, you know, it is in the stage of design, engineering, you know, the pre-development stage of the project. Once, you know, the project crosses these milestones, you know, the construction would start.
So, sir, when do we expect that thing to happen? Like, when do we expect the execution to start on a full space?
It is going to happen maybe in the couple of weeks. Already in those, some of the projects we started billing also. Because it is not one single project. It is a composition of many packages. Okay? It is not one single project, the entire order. It is a different packages and it is a different projects. It is like building up roads, infrastructure, constructing drainage system and hostels, buildings and high court. There are several packages which have come in. So each package is at a different stage. But some of the packages we have already started working on them, and we started even the initial billing also.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket from Kapoor & Co. Please proceed.
Yeah, namaskar, Neeraj ji and team, and thank you for this opportunity. Am I audible, sir?
Namaskar.
Namaskar, sir. Sir, firstly, if you could just correct me here, sir, some of the slides we have removed from our presentation for this quarter, especially about the coal mining aspect, then the urban part. So any particular reason why we chose to do so, and what's the update, firstly, from the contribution from our mining MDO work, and what are the targets we have set out for ourselves for this year?
For mining, we have set a target of about 2,600 crores for the current year, and we have achieved about 720 crores, I think, in the first quarter. And we expect to reach the target, whatever we have fixed for that. And there is no specific reason why we have
taken off. Pattern, Saketji, because, you know, as per the improvement quarter to quarter, we try to, you know, share what information that we think best describes our business in that quarter. So that's the reason. There is no other reason.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Secondly, on the real estate part of the business and some inventories in terms of the real estate that is being held as inventory, what should we expect going ahead in terms of monetization of those assets?
It's like this, in the case of real estate, the inventory will become, we can monetize only when the OC comes in. But as far as the order booking is concerned, there will be a payment, pre-sale booking will be there. The bookings are good, only we are not able to show the orders because of the occupancy certificate, because the revenue recognition under that particular standard calls for OC, then only we can book the orders, we can book the revenue. So pre-sales are going on, and they are at good number. We expect them, once the OCs are coming, we expect the revenue also to come into the books. And as on date, what we are seeing is that there is a delay in giving the clearances, occupancy certificates, and there were a lot of procedures that have been coming in between. Earlier it was taking only 3 to 4 months. Now it is taking 4 to 6 months for getting the OC.
And what could be the number we can expect for this year, sir, in terms of the contribution to the top line and bottom line from this segment?
350 crores we are expecting.
It is there in the segmental results.
Sir, and lastly, on the Jal Jeevan part, you mentioned that the receivables
Sorry
have
to
moved up
Mr.
to...
Sakis, I would like
only one
to
clarification, ma'am.
I understand that there are several participants waiting for...
Not an issue, ma'am. I will follow. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from...
This is the last question.
All right. The next question is from the line of Tejas Shah from Unique Stock. Please proceed.
Sir, how do you go about for order incurs? I think in infrastructure companies, your major is taking orders. Now, what is the order intake we are looking for this year or next year?
The order inflow guidance that we have shared with the street is a band 22,000 to 25,000 crore for FY26. For FY27, after the completion of this financial year, we will start working on the budget of FY27, and then we should be in a position to share that number with you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, we take this as the last question, and I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing.
Thank you very much for your time and questions. Hope we have been able to answer all your questions. Should you have any more questions, clarifications, you may get in touch with us at email mentioned in the investors presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.